trend towards government-enforced internet shutdowns, with at least 300 incidents in more than 54 countries, including Uganda, over the last 2 years, has prompted warnings from the UN about the threat these digital blackouts pose to freedom of expression, access to information, and human rights. This comes as Ugandans still struggle with internet access after the government imposed a four-day internet shutdown ahead of last week's presidential and parliamentary elections, despite the government announcing that it had been fully restored. In a statement, UNESCO says governments are increasingly cutting internet access during protests, elections, and times of crisis, despite the central role online creativity plays in democratic participation and exercise of basic rights. It warns that the trend has continued in 2026, with blanket shutdowns already imposed in several countries facing major demonstrations of electoral processes. The UN is particularly concerned that internet disruptions also fuel misinformation, as when journalists, media outlets, and public authorities are cut off from digital channels, verified information becomes harder to access. UNESCO has called on governments, especially in Africa, to adopt policies that facilitate access rather than erect barriers to connectivity. Meanwhile, the internet shutdown has left a deep economic scar, costing Uganda an estimated 57 billion shillings and disrupting critical digital services that millions of Ugandans rely on daily. Data from the Coastal Shutdown Tool, which estimates the economic impact of internet disruptions, shows that the blackout, enforced more than 24 hours before polling day, drained nearly 15 billion shillings from the economy daily. Now, you can get more details of how different sectors and online businesses were affected by the internet shutdown in your copy of Daily Monitor this morning.